Listen to part of a lecture in an archaeology class.
We'll be looking at the original settlement of the Americas next, and I'll spend the next few classes talking about the Clovis people and the two big questions archaeologists have about them. The two big questions are, when did the Clovis people arrive in the Americas? And, of course, were they the first people in the Western Hemisphere? And we'll get to that, but for today, let's try to get an idea about, well, a question that's not addressed as much as the others, and that's, what was their culture like? And how do we figure that out? Now again, there is a great debate about when the Clovis people first arrived in the Americas, and I'm not like a lot of archaeologists who want to push the number way back. So let's use a round number, and probably a safe number, and say 11,000 years ago. The Clovis people were likely settling North America 11,000 years ago, and leave it at that for now. Now, most of what we know about the Clovis people comes from one of their tools, the Clovis point. When we talk about a point, we're referring to a piece of stone that's worked to a sharp point, in this case probably to be attached to a spear. The Clovis point may be the most analyzed artifact in archaeology, and the point used by Clovis people differs slightly from later points in the way that the base of the stone is thinned. It's thinner toward the base, the part that's attached to the spear. So when one is found, it's usually not confused with points made by later groups. Clovis points have been discovered at both hunting grounds and campsites, which you might expect. But another fascinating place we find them is in Clovis caches. A cache is just something stored or hidden away. It's also the term for the place where it's hidden. The Clovis caches are collections of tools, stone points, and other tools made of stone or bone, often at various stages of manufacture. Some were left unfinished. The traditional explanation is that these were emergency supplies, meant to be used at a later time.